More than 1,000 people gathered at Capitol Hill's Cal Anderson Park last night for last night's vigil. 50 people were killed from the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida on Sunday night. Another 53 were hurt. KUOW's Jim Gates attended Seattle's vigil and has this report.
People started gathering hours before the vigil began. Parents brought their kids and couples spread out blankets on the lawn, taking in the scene. A local art store donated poster boards and paints so that the people could make signs, signs declaring love and support for the LGBT community. Zuleha Azundart is Muslim and a single mother of two. She said she was afraid at first, but decided to come to the vigil because she felt a kinship with the gay community.
I feel like the struggles that they've been through and are still going through very much resonates with me and the struggles that I go through on a daily basis, being a visible Muslim woman of color. And it's not just because of that, those similarities that I'm here. It's because it's the right thing to do to be here, and everyone should be here.
Cecilia Hayes lives in the Central District. She brought her 7-year-old daughter, Julia, to the vigil for a teaching moment.
My daughter and I were having a conversation this morning, and she was asking some tough questions. So we ended up having a conversation about how some people do bad things because there's something wrong with their brain, and some people do bad things because there's something wrong with their heart. And either way, we wanted to be with other people who stand up against folks who do bad things.
As more and more people gathered, Seattle police walked through the crowd. A bomb-sniffing dog nosed around picnic baskets. Bethany Simpson carried a bouquet of flowers, handing out roses.
The yellow ones symbolize grief and connection, the red ones symbolize respect and courage, and then the purple symbolize love and friendship. And we just wanted to, you know, reach out a hand to anybody here who is feeling the need to share their grief.
Her friend came to the vigil to show people that the gay community is not afraid.
We've been dealing with this not just for a couple days. This is gay history back to the very beginning. We've been shot at and beaten. You know, people have tried to take our places away from us, and they're never going to, you know.
Standing up to fear was one of the main themes in a somber speech given by Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. By the time he took the stage a little after 8, more than 1,000 people had gathered at the south end of Cal Anderson Park.
We will, as we have in the past, face this fear. We will not be intimidated. We will stand together, and we will be strong.
Governor Jay Inslee also addressed the crowd, along with other prominent members from Seattle's LGBT community. Then, a moment of silence. As people held candles high into the night sky, someone began counting, soft at first, and then louder.
10, 11.
They were counting the number of victims from the Orlando, Florida shooting. As the count grew higher, so did the emotions.
45.
People wept and held each other tight. After the count ended, people hugged. Then the crowd slowly dispersed.
50.
There was nothing more to say. For Sandy Turner, it was an emotional evening.
My heart's heavy. My heart's very heavy. That count was really powerful. Powerful. And I'm very proud to be a Seattleite, and I think that we rally so well, and in times like this, just means a lot. Also means a lot to have our straight allies.
Oh, well.
Seattle's pretty special in that regard.
At Cal Anderson Park, I'm Jim Gates, KUOW News.